Blog Talk Radio.
Pre-game radio. That's how we're doing it. We've been pretty much covering the whole very long situation and during the break. I've been sent the actual pictures y'all put up because I haven't seen them. But it's funny, but it's no laughing matter. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of crime, anyone who tries to do that and use whatever field they're in, i.e. they're an actor, you know, pastor, whatever. You know, that's not cool. I'm not digging it. But we had one hell of a show for the first go around, so, you know, we're back again on this one. And we're going to see what else goes on, whatever madness we're going to have going on today and anything like that. But if you're trying to get out, especially for Halloween, Brooklyn Starlight Promotions, they're having a bus ride to Dorney Park. Tickets are $65. All the information is on the website, brooklynstarlight.com, all one word, or you can call Sean G at 347-216-2952 or Bobby T at 347-475-2885. And right before that, they're going to have a Halloween kickoff party going down at Club Secrets on the 28th of October. That place is located 724 Nostrand Ave between Clark Park and Prospect. Like I said, all information is up on the page, brooklynstarlight.com. So definitely check them out and see what's going on. Whole bunch of stuff been has transpired this week. That's some that we know, some that we don't. You know, of course, Lindsay, she was in and out of jail quickly. And that's, you know, that's crazy. Actually, you know, I may want to, actually, yeah, I'm going to do that. We're going to still touch on Eddie Long in this hour. And also the justice system, man, like, you know, what, because she has this money, she's going down that jail, you know, how it applies to everybody, you know, how it applies to certain people in the same situation. Now I'm saying one black guy gets knocked for this one guy gets knocked for the same charge, but a white guy does in, some probation, black guy, he's doing 1 to 3. Shit of that nature, but check this out, though. A couple of days ago in the Florida jail, this one dude, Ricardo Sellers, made a bet with another inmate, Brandon Markey, over a football game. It was the Saints 49ers game. The initial bet was to, if whoever wins, the guy get the other one four honey buns, which goes for about $1.25 in the commissary. So pretty much it was a $5 bet. So he ended up losing now. The victim here, Brandon Markey, couldn't get the honey buns. So he gives the other dude Sellers four bear claws. Sellers gets upset, decks him. You know, I guess, you know, in the lockup, everything's important, you know. That's just how everybody's, that's just how they are, you know, everything's important. They want the, if you want honey buns, you get the man honey buns. You know, like I said, I just found that to be, like, the craziest thing, some real funny shit. But let's see, who's here, who got in the studio? Of course, Eb is here, and Lady Steele is here. Like I said earlier in the show, we had a real extensive convo on Eddie Long, and Eb and Lady Steele, they were actually, you know, they were actually going in. know, they pretty much dominated, but, you know, took over the conversation, really held it down. So I gotta commend them on that. Like, good show, ladies.
I like I said, I hate when I feel very strongly about religious people abusing their power and their power of influence.
I hear you on that one. So pretty much the next hour, like I said before, touch a little bit on that, but pretty much the justice system, you know, how it's like the rules are supposed to be there for everybody, but of course they play it out differently. Now, I also want to get on this because I know maybe still she has a, you know, she has her own views and stuff about our justice system. And I want her to share on that. Of course, you know, Abby's always like, she's like a ghetto law encyclopedia. So, to find out, you know, what her views on it is. Me personally, I know this. I can't say I've experienced, but I've noticed and I've seen it that it's definitely it's a double standard when it comes to the justice system. You know, like you say, such and such and such, they got off on because they're white, and consequently, that is the truth. You know, because not like Evans and that bullshit. They, you know, they get off or they get these lesser sentences. Like I said, mainly yeah, because they're white or you know, it's a girl. That's just
my point
of view. Right. You know, and we see that shit happen every day. And, of course, Lizzie Lohan is a prime example of that shit. Her and Paris Hilton. You know, because I don't even know a black person who can get caught with weed so many times and be out of jail and get all these fucks with the law like they received.
Mm-hmm. Nope, we
you know
do have
saying?
A medical system.
The last I checked, you can go with a nickel bag. That's not even a misdemeanor. It's a damn violation. You go get the summons, and, you know, that's it.
You have people in Georgia
but,
right now sitting in jail for, like, 14, 15 years for getting into a fight.
That's crazy. 15 years?
Yeah, for aggravated assault. Somebody just got into a fight.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Already? Well, a rapist or murderer is probably going to be out before you do.
That's my thing. How is this shit possible? But yet we allegedly, we're in a country, what is it, one nation and justice for all?
Well, every state has their own laws. So at the end of the day, it's state to state.
I think it's just the fact that those are two high-profile chicks. For what reason, I don't know. They're both, you know, drugged out. But if you think about it, with the way the paparazzi is now, with the way technology is now, cameras everywhere, real talk, they're not doing nothing that the starlets or what have you before them did. They just didn't get, it just wasn't so much in the open like this because, I mean, all you hear about sometimes, they even got a documentary on the Studio 54 days how all these celebrities used to go and just get high. They
oh,
just
yeah.
go get high. And it's like at that point, you know, it was cool and it's acceptable and now these chicks is doing it now, but they're just getting caught. They're sloppy with what they're doing, I believe. They're just being sloppy with that shit. And that's why they, you know, they keep staying in trouble. And that just goes to show you that you can have money and everything, but it doesn't necessarily give you a good common sense. Because if I know, come on, you know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. And what does it say about our justice system, too? This is the third time that this chick is wearing one of those alcoholic anklet things. It's her third time. Come on, yo, most niggas do something three times. They call them three-time losers. You done. You done for the rap. You're supposed to go for the rest of your life, right? Come on.
Yeah, three strikes.
That shit is crazy. Just like I was saying about Buju Banton. Come on, he didn't even have the cocaine. And his story, and I'm not even going to front, his story even had me like, oh, come on, son. Because he was saying that the guy that came to him, which was the undercover cop, that came to him and was like, yo, you know where I could get about, you know, 18,000 pounds of coke or whatever. And, you know, Buju thinking that this was, well, what he said was he thought that this person was someone of influence in the music industry, in the music business. And so trying to impress him, he said, yeah, you know, he'd fuck with that. You know, he'll buy some. Who got it? You know, so, of course, this dude is like, the undercover's like, of course, I got it. So, you know, a little while later, Buju said he was surprised that the dude even, you know, that the dude even came through. And what he said later on made no sense. He was like, if I had known it was going to be drugs there, I never would have went, which is stupid because that's why the motherfucker called you and told you to come in the first place to pick up your drugs. So you knew it was going to be drugs there. Okay, so his story is kind of skittish and fucked up, but the fact remains is that he arrived there to purchase the narcotics. He didn't arrive with narcotics, and he's still in jail. He's still locked up, and he's about to go to trial. That shit is just bizarre to me. So if you go to jail and go to trial for trying to buy drugs, but, you know, you can actually have possession of them and be caught using them and shit, and it's a different story. That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right in that aspect. Like, that's not fair, but in Buju's case, I think that it was also a bigger, it was a part of the effort with the other guy in Jamaica, whatever. So they were just going hard on, like, almost all of them, period, because that other dude, Koki or whatever.
Yeah, okay, I heard about that. Jamaican dude, he's supposed to be some kind of drug kingpin. And they brought him to New York or some shit like that. Yeah, they had like shootouts and shit for a couple of days in Jamaica. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit is crazy, though. Well, if you know what? Even so, I get what you're saying. He could have been going to buy a ton of that shit. He didn't arrive with it. He was going get it. What they should have did, what they were supposed to do was let him walk the fuck up out of there with it, and then boom, you got him. Because now you don't know what he was going to do with it. He was going to sell it, use it.
What kind of lawyer he got then?
You know? But the dude just came to pick up some shit. And like I said, I believe his story. His story is flaky. This shit don't make sense to me. You know what I mean? You thought this was a record producer's guy, so you impress them by buying this cocaine. The fuck you? That makes no sense. You're trying to do your music, not sell fucking drugs. You know, so like I said, that shit sounds, you know, a little suspect. But at the same time, come on, you got these chicks that are repeatedly getting caught, getting busted with drugs, drunk driving, being a menace. How funny. Being a menace to themselves and to society. And they keep getting out. That shit is crazy.
And only to do the shit again. It's not like they get out and then after that, they on the straight and narrow after that.
Yeah,
it's like they have no fear. It's like, yeah, coppers, fuck, you know, I'm going to keep getting high. I'm going to keep driving drunk. I'm going to keep, and not only that, what I found to be odd as well is that last week, Paris, you saw how she got denied entry into Japan because she was supposed to go promote her perfume, but they denied her entry in Japan because she's been had a drug conviction. The thing is, she's still on a year's. She just recently got out of some cocaine shit with her pocketbook 2 weeks ago, and she's on probation as well. How the fuck is she traveling? How the fuck is she going to Japan?
Yeah, I thought she was going to leave the motherfucking
country. Are there stipulations and rules to this shit?
They get certain things that are not available to us, I guess.
That's bullshit. Like, well, she's on probation and she all the way out there just to know that she can't go there, but She's fucking traveling.
She did it to get sympathy. She felt perfume. She's a socialite, which is a nice word for saying a motherfucker with money that don't do shit. They flit about from party to party and fundraiser and
so how the hell did you become a socialite? That sounds like you dropped the fucking head.
You have money. You have that money, son.
The heir to the Hilton Empire.
Word up. You got to have your own. You got to have dough. And she's got a little bit of her own money because, you know, she did her and Nicole. She did The Simple Life. And, you know, she did a couple other sitcoms after that. And, you know, the proceeds she got from her sex tape with her ex-boyfriend. So, you know, and so, you know, she has her own little perfume and stuff like that, I believe. So, I mean, you know, she's getting a little bit of her own guap. Not much, well, compared to daddy and granddaddy's money. Because it's not even her daddy's money, it's her granddaddy's money. But, I mean, what else is there for her to do? Go to school? Be a humanitarian? Because that's what she was supposed to do. Remember the last time she did a little 24 hours in jail? I'm going to go and I'm going to be a spokesperson for the kids in Africa and other places where they don't eat good and they don't have any water to drink. And all you see is this bitch getting caught from club after club drinking and throwing drugs. And her and Lindsay. I'm surprised they don't hang out.
I remember they used to.
Well, I don't know.
Even Amy Winehouse, she was blatantly taking bumps during performances.
Yeah, that chick. she was bad.
Is she in jail now?
I don't know.
Is she locked up? What is that one?
Let that be. We'll research that for this week for upcoming. We'll do a Where Are They Now segment next week.
Yeah, we could do Amy Winehouse.
I liked her. I really did like her. I really did like her, though. She was cool. But, I mean, and this is another thing, too, what people should stop doing is putting these entertainers and these people in the news in such high esteem, on such high pedestals, when they have actually done nothing to earn it. Lindsay is the actress. She did a couple of movies as a child. She was cute. You know, she did a couple of things as a teen, but it seems like everything after that has gone downhill for her. She, you know, she looks old, she's tired, and she's fucked up, and she's a drug addict. She's a fucking drug addict. You see, this is what Disney gets you. This is what Disney gets you. All right, she's fucked up. She needs to go away somewhere for like a year or two and just not be heard from at all, and get herself together. Get fucking wiring.
She needs to do something.
You know, her and Paris, because, you know, real talk, one of them is going to wind up dead, you know. The path they on, one of them is going to wind up dead. I'm not saying, you know, I'm wishing that on them, but what else is there? What's left? You know, what's fucking left? What's left? All right. I do want to touch upon. Did we touch upon what's his name? Reggie Bush last week. Did we touch upon him?
I believe we go back to that if you know you feel you want to retouch
having,
that.
Giving up his Heisman. I have.
Yeah.
Not so much that
I heard
an issue.
That was,
you heard about that, right? Now, I kind of saw in the paper, I read in the paper on the news a couple of things they were saying, some of the gifts he may have received, you know, a couple of dollars, maybe a car, and so on and so forth. But to me, I don't know why they even bothered to start investigating that. I'm kind of curious as to what brought it up, what made it an issue. And you would think that, because they have some kind of college basketball rule or something that you're not allowed to take money or gifts or something from anyone while you're playing or so on and so forth, which makes no sense to me. I think the kids should be allowed to take, you know, whatever they would like that's offered to them at, come on, real talk, college time is the time when they need stuff. They need that money. They need that car to get around. They need things to do it because
it's a burden on mom and pop. They start to accept the gifts, and then you end up with games that are being thrown.
I understand that, but that's like, you know, come on, that's crazy. People going to do that anyway. If they want to throw a game, if they're betting against themselves, if they're in cahoots with somebody trying to make money.
If you do it, as far as him giving up the Heisman, what I understand, at least from what I heard, they started investigating it. Pretty much it's like a revenge move from Kim.
Wow.
Talk went down to how she found out about it, and now, you know, that's how I heard it.
Wow. You know what? That sounds like a sucker move she would do. Because it just came out of nowhere, right? Like, boom. Now
He's been in the professional league
for how long now? I have no idea, but I know it's been more than 3 or 4 years.
Definitely.
Okay? I know it's been more than 3 or 4 years, and now his college career is an issue. And the man is a you know, he has good, I'm not going to say he's a superstar, you know, but he performs well. He performs well. He's earning his money, I guess you could say, as far as those standards are concerned. I mean, come on, basically, so I mean, you think he's really going off of some shit that somebody did for him back in fucking college? That's crazy. That's ridiculous. And that's a rule I think they need to amend. There's got to be a way you can, I mean, if that's the case, then it needs to be public record then. Let's say that. If a person makes a donation or gift, or a college player, or, you know, being basketball, football, baseball, whatever, you know, it's public record how much the gift is or what the gift is, and everybody acknowledges it. So this way, 5 years down the line, if the kid just happens to be playing in the team against the team and the person that gave a gift, you know, it's no bullshit.
Then most people wouldn't give the gifts because a lot of the times when they do, they have hidden agendas.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate that that's the state of the game now. But I guess everybody's trying to get their own sneaker and their own commercials and so on
Jordan. And so college ball is like, it's very passionate, even football.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're playing at like their best because that's before the money comes in. They have their heart into it. And the scouts are scavengers.
That's crazy, man.
I definitely say that's the thing.
I would recommend for you guys to check out. And it has like a whole plethora of stuff. I'm sure you'll be hooked on it. I'll leave the link on both of your walls, and you can have fun.
Okay. I'm thinking about what you said, and that shit is starting to sound more and more likely what happened about him doing that shit out of spite, because like I said, this shit just came out of nowhere, and like you said, Vern, they did just win the Super Bowl, so why would, you know, anybody be looking to investigate his ass about anything? What reason would they have? You know, what reason would they have? So, Kim, if you're listening, or Courtney, home with the baby, one of you guys, you know, that's fucked up if you did do that. That's fucked up. And you heard it from Ev on the Brooklyn Black Free Game Show. That was foul. You did a brother like that because he went and got no chick. But come on, X-Man. Move on, baby girl. You did it already with Ray J. Move on.
Oh, man. So.
Stop calling
him
on my own.
Yes, son. So what about these songs you was talking about?
Who's this? Oh, I got the track from on Willow Smith, and it's been going crazy. Like, I've heard it, like, maybe a snippet of it a couple times, and it's pretty cool. Like, you know, I dig it. And then speaking of dig, I got...
Boy. That means it's corny.
Hey. Call it what you want,
all
right?
All right, son. Play the shit, because I ain't heard it.
Look,
I can see, what's his name?
With those other guys.
What's his name? Dougie?
Yeah, Diggy, we gonna play one of his new songs too, and we gonna and
seven.
Like I said, this is the path. This is where hip hop is going. You know, you guys with it or not, but we'll be right back after this.
Brother Lupe, long time coming. It's like the future meets the future of the future. You heard? Get some of that laid back, light up that non chomper, let it marinate. You know, some of that make you wonder. Make you ponder what's here, most likely what's beyond it. It's a beautiful thing. This gon' be a fine ride. See it in my mind's eye. Black man in the white man's world. Blind side, sweeter than key lime pies. Look how fast the time flies. Where you going to be when the party's over and wine dries? Yeah, we got nine lives, but they got nine knives. We gon' get one chance, and they get nine tries. Tell you that dying flying, baby girl's a fine prize. All I see is money when I look inside this dying eyes. Life's a bitch, I'll be rich if I make her cry. Tears of tissue turn to money if you let it dry. Increase my worth if she get hurt, I'll make a fortune if she dies. Take her off of that machine, I'll benefit from her demise. Damn, that's how we are. Take a life, then buy out the bar. So let's celebrate, let's make a toast to succeed in life.
just make a go.
I got them light, they bring the light. I can hear ya,
you know what I'm talking about.
I got them light, they bring the light.
Oh, it's gonna get really real on me.
You hear the crowd, they want it now. I push it down.
All right, yeah, that was the new Diddy Simmons track with Lupe Fiasco. Pardon the audio distortion if any of there was some of mine, so I come back and anything. And I miss you guys. I wanted to talk to y'all a little bit more. But that's where the future of it's going now. Like I said, the first track, I think, you know, she's gonna take the role her dad did, you know, the nice clean music and anything like that. Like I know that's probably something the little girls are dance to or whatever, you know. So that looks like that's Willow Smith is gonna be the next bubblegum type musician because she's not rapping. So that's what I think. As far as the Biggie Simmons, I don't know because it's like, you know, we've seen it on TV and stuff, so we know his life. It's, you know, it's a pretty good life. Like, what could he possibly be talking about?
Yeah.
You know, we've seen him on TV. Like, you know, he was the kid just a couple years ago having these tantrums because
his mom
he couldn't,
was corny, his shit was corny. It was corny. Okay. It was corny. He kept saying the same shit, like he was just finding words that rhymed and was just trying to say his shit in between it. His shit was corny. The music, I liked the beginning, little instrumental, you know, I like that. That was hot. But his shit, that shit was corny. Willow, oh my God, I couldn't listen. That's horrible. Rap music had its little sing-songy things and so on and so forth, but this, it was easygoing rap. Now, what they call easygoing rap is just soft pop music with rap beats. That shit she was saying. What she said, I waved my hand back and forth or my head back and forth. That shit was getting
Our
on my
hair.
Nerves. That shit was getting on my damn nerves. And I already seen the video. I haven't even seen the video, but basically I saw it in my head. A whole bunch of little girls waving their fucking heads back and forth. That shit just got on my... That's something that you're going to find yourself humming to because they're going to play it over and over and over and over again. You ain't going to be able to stand it, but that's all you're going to hear in your fucking head. I already hear the shit in my head. Damn, play something else.
All right, but yeah, but see, that's the future of the
I'm
music.
Slightly
the
disturbed.
The whole drama, the whole movement, because hip-hop started as a small fad and then it grew into a genre, and now it's just because now hip-hop is in everything, and I think that's where it got spoiled at. You know what I'm saying? They started incorporating, and, you know, you got all these networks saying bling, bling now, and all of this crazy shit.
Diddy did that. Diddy, the one that made everything all fucking popish. He made that shit. He made rap fucking pop. Now, I ain't gonna front, he was the remix king. He was the remix king, but then he just, I don't know.
Either
way, that shit got on my nerve.
I think once he started making more money than he can physically count, he got to the point he can go anywhere and pay this, and then for some reason the masses eat it all up.
Well, that's what
so
they're
like,
doing, and they're going to eat up this bullshit too. Both of them songs, I'm sorry, thumbs down. Real cool. I ain't like it.
The Jay-Z signed her. I think there's just something disturbing about a 9-year-old, like about me, but I can't get with that.
Is there really a market for that? Is there a market for that? And you know what? You know what her next move is, right?
They're going to end up sexing her up, and she's already super young. Like, it's
not even that. I don't even think she's going to be so much sexed up, because I think Will and I think Jada's being a hood rat.
And
she ain't having that. I don't think she's going to let it go down like that. But you know what's going to come next? The duet with Justin Bieber. That's next. That's what's next. Willow and Justin Bieber.
He's already too grown for himself too.
Okay, and she signed to what label?
Rock Nation, Jay-Z.
Oh, come on. Ding.
Oh my God.
That's all that's about.
Who's fucking
that? That shit, yo, yeah. Who
Jay-Z
made it? Okay,
apparently.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And she doesn't need the money. And I can understand her wanting to pursue a creative artsy side.
By the time she's 20, she's going to be all tired out.
Yeah, come on, baby girl. I'll be like, look, you 9, and I know you got aspirations. Look, we got money. I'll let you do your own little video. I'll let you do your own little song, but it's just amongst the family. This ain't no worldwide, so you can go out on tours type shit. And I would have let her do that and then, you know, kept it moving. But, little mama, where are you when we need you?
Well,
we're going to have to do her on the Where Are They Now segment next week, too. Where is little mama? Is she still hosting that show?
Yeah, she's still doing that dance crew thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know she's
little
still
mama.
The judge over there.
Mm-mm.
But I'm still trying to wrap my mind, like, okay, why the hell would Jay-Z sign up? And I'm waiting for the song that she does that he's featured on it. Because you know that's going to happen.
It's a money thing, you know. It's a business move. It's a business move.
Yeah, when that song, after that song leaked, he apparently liked it so much, and
he had to because his shit is so monotonous.
And even Diggy, I think he got signed with Atlantic.
Look at my head back and forth. He probably had to catch himself like, oh shit. Okay. Because, I mean, she definitely don't need the dough. Her parents is caked up. And since when you need little kids on the, come on, that shit, that, like I said, that's some kind of power move. Because I don't even remember remotely hearing about him or Will ever being cool like that. Not to say that, you know, they not. But,
I know Ashley, they've been working, they got some show on Broadway together.
Cool.
Will, Jay-Z, and Jada, they executive produced some show on Broadway with Patti LaBelle.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See? So, you know, who knows? It was probably a friendly type thing. You know?
I guess, but I do hope that neither one of them, you know, Diggy nor Willow, you know, they get all, you know, drug out and tired out, you know, all early.
Diggy little commercial for the phone, and his little thing to the phone, and that's the first time I heard his song, and that was today because I don't watch TV and I don't really listen to radio like that, so you know, I'm not up on what's fucking current and shit. So Vernon's been telling me, you heard that song, and I haven't heard it till today on a damn commercial, you know. But like I said, hearing it on the show tonight, I like the beginning, I like the intro, you know, the music, you know, he's just talking or what have you. I like that. But everything else he was saying is like nursery rhymes, like $2 rhymes, man. You have a nice beat and you pretend to say something on that shit and that shit makes no sense to me because what was he saying? Play that shit again. He was saying absolutely nothing.
You just want to get with your head out of your head.
What more could he really talk about? Like, what does he know?
Exactly.
It's not like, you know.
Exactly. So why are you doing this? Okay. Exactly. Well, like you said, what more could he talk about? So why are you doing this? Did we really have to have a whole album of you, a whole CD of you just doing shit?
You talking about
really?
How much money?
Yeah.
How much money you spend, your allowance? We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and then you're doing that sing-songy thing with the, you know, with the slightly southern drawl. Come on, man. Nobody want to. I say.
Nobody wants to hear that bullshit.
Stay in school. Be good. Continue to spend your parents' money. Go travel the world. Go do something. But this shit right here, lead us to niggas that it's really their passion. You don't have to do it because your dad did it. Okay? You don't have to. It's okay. You can go be a veterinarian. You can go be a bullfighter. You can do anything else you want. You don't have to do this. Okay? Just because. You don't have to. Because it's not, so far from what I heard, it's corny. It's corny. And Rhymes was corny to me. It was some $2 Rhymes, you know? It's like you took the word.
Rhymes.
He picked a word and then wrote down every word that could possibly, that rhymes with it, and then tried to create something out of that. And if that's some of you rappers' thought process, then, you know, big ups to you. But, nah, that shit sounded corny. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, man, I tell you, I believe it to you two. You guys always keep it real and keep it 100. So it's a good thing. I like talking to you guys. You guys be on the show taking over and all that good stuff. But still, all the way with hip-hop, like, you know, you being a hip-hop head, do you think it just got too far, like, there's no saving it now?
Everything has to evolve and change at some point. Everything.
But is it actually evolution?
Even the music. And I don't see this as more or less evolving from what rap was. I just see this as what the current times we're in is. The music is a reflection of the times that we're in now. The times we're in now is not about having anything politically correct to say, not even so much about getting money. It's about having a catchy tune, some kind of hook, some kind of something that's going to draw the person in, and a beat behind it that's just irresistible, that even if you don't like the song, your body's going to go, oh, this shit is hot, you know, and you're going to start moving. I think that's the era now. Nobody's trying to hear no militant message, no positive message, no, they don't want to hear that now. They want to hear some shit that they can be like, oh, you already said that? Pretty boy swag. Oh, my God, yo, I sat here and watch that whole video just out of curiosity. The
Which video?
Pretty boy swag.
Oh,
that's
God.
Boy. Oh, my God. Yo, why are people spending their money on that? Why are people listening to that? What the fuck is he talking about? Yo, I was amazed. I'm sitting here, I'm like, all he's talking about is Pretty Boy Swag.
What the fuck
is
Pretty Boy Swag?
God, yo, that shit is ridiculous. That's what it is. It's like I said, another $2 song, another $2 ROM song, over a nice little pub beat or something nice to get you moving, get you going, or whatever. And it's not about no substance. The words or what the person's saying doesn't have to have any substance to it. It doesn't have to have any meaning. It doesn't have to have nothing. Just words over music. That shit was crazy. And I'm sitting there looking at the video. I'm looking at all these grown-ass women, these video vixens old enough to be his boy's mama, dancing around him and shit. And I was just totally disgusted.
I was just totally disgusted, yo.
It's like he's so fucking corny. And He's wearing the equivalent of 8 FEMA trailers worth around his fucking neck, and he's got all these ridiculous ass tattoos. Well, you know what? To each his fucking own. But his music, that shit is whack. Okay, that shit is whack too. That's not fucking music, yo. That's bullshit.
So I was curious to say, but how can we, like, effectively motherfucking end this shit? Because, like you said, it's a $2 thing, and you say, and also you said, if this is how the music is evolving, then hip-hop is going to be a fucking retard in 10 years.
You know,
like, my thing is regression instead of evolution.
Well, I will say to these young rappers like him, even some of the other entertainers, not just the rappers, but some of the other entertainers, I'm definitely sick of Trey Songz. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of Drake, too. These people are getting off with no real talent. Just more or less shock value and catchy grooves, catchy tunes that, you know, that just pulls you in, you know, to the point where you really don't even pay attention to what they say. I think they even count on that you get so caught up in the music and the dancing that you're not even really paying attention to the stupid shit that comes out their mouth. I'll say this, especially you, Soulja Boy, hip-hop, rap is not your home. And if it is, you fucking up the crib. Okay? Y'all fucking up the crib. That's it. Real talk. That's it.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm with you on that one, but I guess if the general public just stopped showing support for the bullshit, you know, that would kind of maybe put some type of pressure on these labels to actually look for actual talent. People who can actually rhyme, that can actually sing, that can actually do what it is that they put out now and try and pass that shit for music. We can actually enjoy good hip-hop again. Because right now, unless you got one of those throwback VH1 channels or something, you don't hear that shit no more. Like, you might hear it, like, you know, two songs when whoever's on the radio does a little throwback track. But now a throwback is whatever song was the shit 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Because none of the songs have longevity anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember the Thong Song was like a straight 2 year run? Couldn't not hear it. Now a song's lifespan is drastically short.
Yo, that's right. Well, that's another song that got on my nerve, but was so catchy. It was so catchy that, you know,
they had clubs that they banned that song from.
Wow, really? I never knew that.
Yeah, they had like strip clubs and regular clubs that the song was like, especially strip clubs. It was banned because what all the girls wanted to dance to, and it was just like becoming too much.
It started right in the club.
Wow.
A lot of the owners used to like just weren't allowed to do it.
Yeah, songs like that, and let's see,
yeah,
any song by Lil Jon.
Oh well, no, actually, I can't even, you know, I can't even think of a Lil Jon song right now. All I can don't know is his trademark, yeah, and okay, and I remember him more. Coming on Dave Chappelle and fucking anything else. Okay? Real talk. I remember him more for that than anything else. I think he's doing behind the scenes work, and that's what he should continue to do. That's what he should continue to do. And I think our dumbass of the week, did we do Waka Flocka last week? He sounds confused. And it's like if you ask him questions, you're putting him under pressure. And,
yeah, he was horrible.
Did they ask him something about voting? cannot go all over the world, you know, you should vote. People vote should definitely know what's going on, but I don't vote. And then he just looked real stupid. He's like, oh, can we do that over?
Yeah,
oh,
like it's not live TV.
And
you rewind.
Yo, that dude, he should have been asked another week just for being stupid. Like, that's another thing, too. You out in the public, you're public singing songs, so you can't be stupid. You shouldn't be. Because there, unfortunately, there are people that don't believe enough in themselves to be their children's hero. So they make you guys their, you know, they big you guys up and they give you guys props and something to aspire for their children to aspire to. And I don't actually believe in that. I don't think we should make these entertainers like head of households and shit. We should, because they're human too. They're human too. They have flaws. They have lives. They do fucked up shit like everybody does fucked up shit, except that they should just get blown out of proportion because they are public figures. So that's why you got to remember that shit. You got to let your kids know, yeah, okay, yeah, that song is catchy and so on and so forth, but no, stop trying to dress like that motherfucker and no, you ain't, you know, that's not what you should be aspiring to do. Aspire to be better than what you're seeing right now. You know, aspire, do something else. We give these people too much fucking, you can't give people shit they ain't earned. Real talk, you can't give motherfuckers shit they ain't earned, man. And with that being said, shout out to the Roots who still keeping their original fucking sound, doing them the same way they've been doing them, the same fucking since day one. And you see, unfortunately, they don't be getting, you know, the hype that a lot of these other fucking clowns get. But I want to say peace to them. Word up.
Yeah, I love the
Roots. That's what's up.
A brand new
band. We got a few minutes left, so of course we'll get the shout-outs going. Shout-out to, you know, you two ladies. Like I said, you always keep the show lively and keep it popping no matter what the hell we talk about. All the other sponsors of the show and everybody who gets down with us, all the supporters on Twitter, on Facebook, and wherever else I'm playing at. I've been heard all the way out in Long Island and down south, out west and all that. So shout-out to anyone who's close to wanting to check out my show. Anyone who's even just checked out the show, called in for 30 seconds and hung up, whatever. Next week, like it seems, we're going to have a Where Are They Now show. We're going to try to look for Cat Williams, who else? Something Winehouse.
We're going to
find out where
they
at and what the hell they've been doing.
Basically. Oh, I also want to give a shout-out to Lady Steel for our upcoming business venture. Congratulations and much luck.
She still with us or did she?
I have no idea.
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, okay, there you go.
Sorry, I zoned out for a minute. My little sister is just walking in the house like they're grown.
Okay, so it's a good thing we about to wrap. Maybe still about to go whip somebody ass.
Like I said,
folks, next week that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to look for all of the people who were out, you know, out in the public eye and then they just vanished. So we'll definitely be getting on that. And, of course, like we said, big shout-out to our lady still on her business venture. She's going to do something and revolutionize the hell out of it. Trust me.
Thank you. I forgot to send that to you. But you guys definitely check out the link I left you on your wall.
All right.
Okay, definitely. We got 5 minutes left. But anything's out the window. So always just check with us, check back with us, whippingblk@gmail.com. Like the show's page on Facebook, you know. I haven't been on it as much, but I'll be back on there posting, updates, show-related things like that as far as music guests and topics and all of that good stuff. So check us out next week at 11 o'clock. We're going to do it again. And then once again, of course, at 12:30.
You should play some music,
nice.
Son.
Huh?
You should play some music.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right, let's see.
Let me ask you, when they say that, is that Blog Talk saying that?
Yes, that's the man.
Oh, so they come on and they just bogart your shit. Like, yo, we got to shut this shit down. When they do that, how much time do you have left after that?
If I pop up on within my last 5 minutes.
Wow. That shit is crazy, son. So you should
so
play
we're
going to
ride. Yeah, so I'm going to do that. We're going to ride it with some music. Hell, why not? Human Nature, Michael Jackson, man. We're about to see y'all next week.
Yeah.